Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors at one of America's largest showrooms. At Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. It's Friday. It's early. It's blue time. Larry Bluestein going to join us here to talk about all the big matchups for high school football this weekend. Blue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Bright and early. It's exciting weekend. And the national spotlight is going to be shining on Travis Powell Stadium this evening, and it won't stop until tomorrow night when Central squares off with Carroll City. This is what it's all about, week three, and we're right in the middle of some of the best football in the country, and I'm excited, and I know Joe's pumped up.
Well, I want to ask you, IMG comes in. I just saw St. Francis. I never want to see him again, the greatest high school football team I've ever seen out of Maryland. IMG's right there with them. Matter of fact, they're getting ready to play each other. Does Northwestern have any shot to beat IMG? I know we're going to be at the game tonight at Travis Powell. What's your take?
Well, watching Northwestern in the first two games, the thing that bothers me, first of all, the thing that makes me very pleased is that defense. It's a big-time defense. I mean, they stopped everybody. But the thing that bothers me, Joe, is that they make too many mistakes. And what happens is a lot of holding penalties. I mean, they had 260 yards in the opener against Cardinal Gibbons. Last week against Carroll City, same thing. And they do that tonight, and they have absolutely no shot of winning. I mean, you just can't do that against a major power. And, you could do it locally, and yeah, you could overcome the mistakes. But IMG is stacked on both sides. They pick, handpick their players from around the country. Northwestern doesn't get a chance to do that. A lot of the public schools don't.
So why do they play him? Like, I don't want to be a downer because, again, I want to see how they look. But why do people play these schools that say Academy or IMG, where first period is defense, second period's offense, third's weight training, fourth is study your playbook? I mean, come on, man.
Did you already say special teams?
Special teams in there, conditioning.
Yeah. Well, why does the little guy always try to square off with the big guy to just show that, that he can do it,
they don't back down. You're right.
No, they don't back down. And that's the mentality. That's a Miami-Dade County inner city mentality. And you know it, Joe. You've been here long enough. I mean, from Carroll City all the way through Booker T, there's no way that they're not going to stand toe-to-toe with you. And, they might get punched in the gut a billion times, but they're going to be there. And the thing about Max Edwards and Northwestern, obviously you get paid a little bit to pay him in every program, especially public schools. And, you and I talk to, the superintendent of schools, and that they're not overflowing with money. So any help financially is going to be helpful to them. But in reality, these are guys, and as well as I do, and everybody listening knows that Dade and Broward County and we'll add Palm Beach County has triple the amount of players in the NFL every single year from this area. So that's the reason why. They have the athletes, but they just do not have the numbers to compete against them.
All right, let's talk about the game Saturday night, Central Carroll City, man. What's going to happen in this one?
Two teams that obviously are not what they have been. I mean, we're not going to mince words, and I know there's fans out there, oh, come on, but it's just not. You watch Central against the St. Francis team, and, in the past, Central would have at least, landed a lot of, knockout blows against a team like that. It's just that they, they've had so many kids move on, and they have so many young players now. It's just, and Carroll City's the same way. Coaching change about a month or so before the season started. Josh Taylor taking over. Great local rivalry. I mean, it's going to be a war. It's going to be a really good game. Going to be a four-quarter game. It's going to come down to maybe who makes the least mistakes. Still a great local rivalry, just doesn't have the national punch that it used to have.
Who do you like tonight, Blue? You're beating around the bush on me a little bit. Who do you like?
I mean, IMG Northwestern or that game?
Both.
Well, I obviously I'm going to take IMG. It depends what Northwestern does, you know, as far as the turnover. So, and then tomorrow night, yeah, I think that Central emerges. It's going to be a close game. I've watched both teams twice already. Like I said, neither has that the firepower, but locally it means a lot. But I think what we're missing is a key game also tonight in South Dade and Columbus. This is, I think, for supremacy in 8A, early supremacy. We've already seen that Western didn't meet the challenge against Palmetto. We already saw that Deerfield has just swung and missed twice already this year. And certainly Palmetto lost you know, a key game to Cardinal Gibbons last week. So I think that becomes a marquee game. I believe Columbus is still, and they are the number one 8A team in the state. I still think that they have the goods to win this thing this year in 8A. But we'll find out a lot about them tonight because South Dade comes in not giving up a point in the first two games. Yeah, albeit they haven't played powerhouses, but they're still good, and Nate Hudson always does a great job. And three of the kids are going to the University of Miami on their roster, so we'll get a chance to see a lot of talent. We'll get a chance to see arguably the best runner in probably the state in Parrish, who's had 600 yards in the first two games.
Wow.
So, yeah, those are the games that are marquee games, and we're going to have that on our SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com website later this morning about all those key matchups. So I think those three games kind of keep the focus in South Florida, and certainly in a college weekend, they're going to steal some of the show.
We don't talk much about South Dade, and we've probably done a crummy job, Blue, of not covering far enough in South Dade, speaking of South Dade High School. But, well, I'll tell you what, they've been quietly really, really solid to really good football team.
They've won 85% of their local games over the last 4 years. So, I mean, and that's something that and they produce talent. I mean, you look at a lot of rosters across the country, and South Dade players are always on them, and certainly this is not going to stop, and Coach Hudson does an exceptional job. And the one thing that's great about some of these matchups is they really mean a lot locally. You know, I mean, we're so fixed on what the national, you know, audience thinks about South Florida, but when you put on an NFL game on any Sunday and you go, oh, that kid's from Columbus, that's St. Thomas, and that's when the proof is there. And certainly we don't have the some of the teams like Mater Dei and programs like that, but you mentioned St. Francis, and the thing about St. Francis is New Orleans going to be going up there, and everybody goes, are they crazy? Well, you know, when you get a $50,000 payday, again, in an economy that dictates that you have to do a lot of fundraising, a lot of bagel sales, you know, I think that's the reason why, and we got some great football, and you know, every week the nation's always focused on our area because of the kids that are committing nationally as well. Also, I do want to mention that St. Thomas, which missed their game last week against Bergen Catholic of New Jersey, a powerhouse, looks like they're adding another game. They'll go on the road on October 4th up to defending 8A state champion Jacksonville Mandarin, which is a first. I don't think St. Thomas has ever been up to Jacksonville.
Wow.
In my time, and that's a good challenge for them because you know they want to have. You remember everything's predicated on points, so they need the points. And Mandarin will have a lot of points this year. I think they'll win 8-9 games. So that's a very smart move by Roger Harriott. So I wanted to break that as well on this show. A lot of people don't have a clue about that game, but that's looks like it's going to be a done deal.
Are we talking St. Thomas right now? Best team in South Florida?
Yeah. I do. I mean, I think if they matched up with Northwestern, it'd be a really good game. I mean, but then again, the mistakes that the Bulls make, they have to cut down on them to be in any game. I think St. Thomas right now is a clear-cut number one team. I think Columbus would, you know, knock them around a little bit, but I don't think they'd emerge with a win.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun to see what happens here. We got to get out and see University School. I know there's some other really good stories around the Deerfield Beach. I cannot. They look so good in person when you look at them with the talent, skill, the size to be where they are right now. That's a head scratcher, and I can't get a read on Western yet. Is it still too early on Western High School with all that talent?
Well, they'll run off a couple of games. Now, the university school will play them next week, so we'll see a little bit. And Coach Rakovich has stepped up and played some really good programs this year, and that's to his credit. They had to, because if you're going to be
right.
a team that's going to get
right.
respected, you know, you can't just say, well, we're 7-0, but we've played, you know, nobody. But now they're starting to play. We have a lot of – and that's the great thing about South Florida. Every week there's going to be a key matchup. Last week, Booker T took Miami Central right down to the wire before losing. And think about Booker T, small school. School, but a very active school. I think Cardinal Gibbons isn't finished either. They came up with that signature win last week against Palmetto. Great football, Liat.
Yeah.
We're just in week three. Sorry about Nova, Zach. They're just not what they were.
Yeah, I haven't brought them up yet. You have. You noticed I haven't really.
He left them alone.
I know.
The coach is listening, but yeah, we. You
the coach
said
wants
much
Joe
about
Rose
him.
There to help out with the
Apparently,
offense.
Apparently, my coaching wouldn't help. I just get blasted for bad coaching was there.
Speaking of coaching, what's the grade on Coach Crowder out there at University School in the last couple of weeks?
Done a great job. I mean, he's now the D coordinator for a guy
right.
who doesn't show up.
What?
Right.
Every
yeah.
day. You know,
they got Channing coaching the D.
I watched him last week
D,
in a game
yeah.
against Hialeah. He's done a really good job.
That's awesome.
Kids
yeah.
love him, you know. I mean, no,
oh
no,
no
doubt
of course.
About it.
Yeah,
yeah man.
I saw Crowder and Vic on
you get
Twitter
the bass
going back
chain.
And forth.
He
yeah.
puts that bass chain on. You know, you get the bass chain. Hey, by the way, real quickly, Antonio Brown. I want to ask you, old school or new school? You let him play and play through this and say, "We need you on Monday and Sundays," or you let him go, man? Is
yeah,
too much.
He's becoming a little bit more of a problem than you want around your team, especially this early, especially with a program that's trying to build up. Yeah, I think you got to cut loose, and I think the people in
wow.
Pittsburgh are kind of a
laughing.
Little bit pleased.
Yeah, I was right.
Blue, thank you, man.
That's
you
it.
Made
All
me
right,
look
guys,
bad.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Thank you, Blue.
Thank
I'll
you,
see you tonight,
Blue.
Buddy.
See
Appreciate
you,
it. All right, Larry Bluestein. I didn't think he'd do that.
I told you, he's old school.
God.
It's just getting to a point, Joe, where you got to cut ties.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.